Observe Antirius, a star of the 12th magnitude in the Scorpio constellation. If you will observe closely, you will notice that a small, bright meteor has detached itself from the star and is hurtling through space at incredible speed. What is its destination?
Astroman on Estrus Records from the EP The Sounds of Tomorrow. That's the Wayward Meteor, which I think was on that one Louder LP as well, or it was on the vinyl version of it or something. I know it was an extra track on something, but it's us. Collectors obviously want to have the Estrus ones as well, because there are a couple of tracks on the other side which, as far as I know, have not been released before, although one says this with reluctance where Man or Astroman are concerned. But there's a tune on there called, where is the title of it? Hold on a second. The Powerful, Fully Transistorized Dick Tracy Two-Way Wrist Radio, which I don't think I've heard before, which I'll try to remember to play you next weekend, or the weekend after that. This is a record that's been around for some time, actually a bit of an oldie, really, I suppose. Transglobal Underground.
Radio 1.
I just want you to know that if I drop dead with stress in the course of this programme, stroke football match, anybody who says that's the way he would have wanted to go gets haunted. That's Delta 72 on Touch and Go Records, 7-inch single, and it's called Rich Girls Like to Steal. And before that, it was Transglobal Underground and Boss Tabler on Nation Records, as I'm sure you know. I should have mentioned earlier on, too, that these programmes, both of them next weekend, Saturday and Sunday, there isn't a programme from me tomorrow because of the Sex Pistols event, but both of them will come from the Tribal Gathering. I think that's right, anyway. Here's another one from Pussy Crush. Pills.
No.
Well, I'll tell you what, if England lose this match, it's going to take more than a bottle of pills. Hold on, another nasty attack coming up here. And, oh dear, oh dear, oh dear, oh dear, oh dear. Pussy Crushing Session, and that one's called Pils. And further information from the band, it says here, they're currently without a label in Europe, so if anyone's interested who might want to put something out, please tell them to get in touch. We're very cheap in every way, and we clean up afterwards too, they claim. And I guess you get in touch with them through this programme if you don't have an address for them, and I don't seem to have one written down here at the moment. This is The Pig's Pig. We'll be right back. penalties. I can't bear it. I really can't bear it. Neuron remixes. I think Gordon Tennant's involved somewhere. Coco's theme, the Barbarian mix, on Jolly Roger Light Records. And after the news, AC Acoustics.
97 to 99 FM. Radio 1. Newsbeat.
Nail-biting news from Wembley. England and Spain are about to line up for those penalty shootouts after a no score in extra time. The eventual victors will go on to meet Germany or Croatia in the semis. They fight it out at Old Trafford tomorrow. But for England, Stone nearly made it a very different story.
Shearer, Fowler and Barmby are forward. Stone with a square pass to Shearer. Shearer has a little look. Headed on by Barmby. Stone! That must be a penalty! Must be a penalty in the area. Stone goes down and the referee waves play on.
Other news, a number of children have been treated in hospital after a minibus crash in Stirling. John Major and the Irish PM John Bruton have held private talks on the search for peace in Northern Ireland. Sinn Féin's again accused the British government of squandering the chance for peace. And the RSPCA has voted to bar pro-hunt supporters from joining. Cricket and India are on 300 for 6 on the third day of the second test at Lord's, chasing England's 344. Radio 1 Newsbeat, I'm Jane Bolger.
Radio 1, more music.
I am the man who's the way. First Spanish penalty taker is missed.
I am the man who's free. I am the man with blood in his hands. I am the man full of life. I am the man who's free. Yes, I am the man who's free.
This is unbearable. 3-2 on penalties. Gaz has just made it, so that makes it 4-2. So the Spanish are one behind. And, well, by the end of this next track, that was AC Acoustics, and I apologise for speaking during their excellent record, which is on Elemental Records. I'm Messiah, I'm Jailer. And before the end of this record, well, this will all be resolved, I suspect. This is Blue. Nice and soothing. Seaman just saved one. It's a hell of a way to win, but it's been done. That's Blue, a track from their LP on Emissions Audio Output. The LP is called Mexican Church, and that was She's Machine. And I have no doubt at all that England, and indeed the Spanish players, probably listening to this programme right now in changing rooms beneath Wembley Stadium. Good game, lads. Ooh, this is Terry Edwards with the Scapegoats in session last weekend, of course, and a track from their EP, Terry Edwards and the Scapegoats, as far as I can tell, on Ouija Records, Harlem Nocturne.
Scots love getting one up on you English. 1314, Bannockburn, 1977, Wembley, 1986, Tea in the Park at Strathclyde Country Park. 13th and 14th of July, six stages, 30 bands a day, including Radiohead, Alanis Morissette, The Prodigy, Foo Fighters, Hulk, Black Grey, Teenage Fan Club, and, just to rub it in, Left Field, Chemical Brothers, and Goldie. For details, call the concert line 0891 110 100. Calls cost 39p per minute, Cheapwave, 49p per minute at all other times. Possibly the best festival lineup ever. And unless you listen on 97 to 99 FM Radio 1, you southern softies will have to travel hundreds of miles to see it. Yes.
I wish this programme was going to be there, but alas, it isn't. That was, well, before that, it was Terry Edwards and the Scapegoats on Ouija Records and a version of Harlem Nocturne. And here's another from Pussy Crush. Get your kicks. A lot of people probably listen to this programme who find football incredibly boring, and I apologise to them, but I can't imagine life without it. I really can't. That was Pussy Crush in Session. Get Your Kicks, the title of it. And if you want to send us a fax on any subject at all, I feel in the mood for faxes this evening. 0645 110 100 is the number. And we've got one here from the band Rudolph Rocker, and they play this Tuesday at the Duchess of York in Leeds, along with Scaramanga and Carl Putnam. Would that be Carl Putnam, former frontman with Cudd? It very easily could be, I think. This is Speaking in Tongues. Before I play it, in case you're not familiar with the record, which is on Blunted Records, it's got bits where it goes kind of dead muffled, which is the main reason that I like it. And I'm sure it's not, you don't say muffled in technical terms, but muffled is what it is. And it's meant to go like that, so don't panic and, you know, lift your radio up and shake it about. Or you can do that if you like, if you want to participate in the general excitement of the programme. Thank you. do like a good gimmick, me, I must say. I became conscious during this record, incidentally, that I was sweating so much during the football that I now smell like a down-market vegetable soup. Fortunately, of course, none of you are going to experience that except me. This is Speaking in Tongues on Blunted Records, a 12-inch called Turbulence, and I'm embarrassed to bring yet another member of my extended family into these programmes, but the other day I was playing this next record at home, and my father-in-law shouted from the adjoining kitchen, "That's a top 20-bound record if ever I heard one," or something along those lines, anyway. So this is Granddad's Grabber.
When you fall in love with someone, how do you know that one? Well, the search isn't done. Do you try them all and found out which one is perfect for you? That's what that shouldn't do. When you fall in love with someone, how do you know that for you? If you
father-in-law certainly can spot them. Done Lying Down on Immaterial Records. That's a single now, 7-inch single. Can't be too certain, of course, the title of it. And now the moment that a lot of you will have been waiting for. I say this because during the week, apparently, three separate advertising agencies phoned up to try and discover more of the about the work of Eilert Pilam, the Swedish Elvis Presley, and are now desperately trying to get in touch with the great man so they can use him in some commercial capacity, I suppose. This is from the LP Greatest Hits, and it is one of his very best performances, I think. This is how Eilert sees Heartbreak Hotel. Hold on a minute, sorry, that's the wrong one. Overexcited.
Since my baby left me, I found a new place to dwell. Down at the end of the lonely street at Heartbreak Hotel. I get so lonely. I get so lonely, baby. I get so lonely. I get so lonely, I could die. Bell of teeth keep flowing, dress clad, dressed in black. Red beans so lonely, sweet, I'm never gone. Coming back, I get so lonely. I get so lonely, baby. I get so lonely, I could die. Hotel, I get so lonely.
so lonely, baby. I get so lonely, I could die.
Tell them how it is, Eilert. That's Eilert Pilam from Sweden and his version of Heartbreak Hotel. And a flyer here for a two-day hardcore punk festival, which is going on at this very moment. Actually, it's been going a couple of hours now at the Joiners in St. Mary's Street in Southampton. And it features today, at some stage, Spite, Travis Cutts, Schema, Smog UK, Polaris, Four Letter Word, Face Down, Unmarked and Killjoy. And then tomorrow it's Ex Cathedra, Bob Tilton, Shut Down, Underclass, Crocodile God, Spithead, Goober Patrol, Cradle and Portishead, several of whom have been heard on this programme. And part of the entrance fee, incidentally, is the donation of a tin of cat or dog food for the local animal shelter. Right, Zion Train.
Thank you.
Design Train from the forthcoming LP, which is called Grow Together on China Records, of course, Tubby's Garden, and a letter from Robin Parker from Headingley Leeds, and he says, amongst other things, could you just give a shout to my brother Russell, who will undoubtedly be taping the show avidly as ever. I'm not sure that technically you can tape a show avidly, but thanks very much for the letter anyway. And to Russell, shout. This is Pussy Crush in session, Sugar Girl. A Pussy Crushing session without a label in Europe, don't forget, and that's called Sugar Girl, and this is Former Stupid in Dance Floor, whatever, sensation. There you go, Clute.
Definitive feature on the Sex Pistols now, plus the Reformed Pistols live at Finsbury Park.
Kind of between Carry On and Ken Russell, you know.
Marianne Hobbs sticks her oar in.
The Pistols reforming, I mean, it will give you a
Don't
new...
Don't talk like you write for the Sun.
And pulls out something rotten.
No, I'm not a performing sea lion either.
The Great Rock and Roll Swindle Part 4, Sunday at 7. Then the Sex Pistols, plus support, live from Finsbury Park at 8. Exclusive to 97 to 99 FM, Radio 1.
It's full-on heart attack from start to finish.
Thank you.
This is further on the Japanese label, 100 Guitar Mania, an LP called Next Time West Coast, and that was Grandview Skyline. Before that, it was Plute, all the way from Ipswich, on Certificate 18 Records, and a track called Ram Raider, and the fax is pouring in. Perhaps pouring is exaggerating slightly, but they're coming in anyway, including one or two from people complaining that I gave them the football score when they were planning to watch the match later on tonight on television. I mean, I apologise for that. Come on, though. I mean, you can't sit here with the match on and pretend it's not happening. I mean, Joe Wiley managed to do it, but frankly, I don't have that kind of strength, I'm afraid. Imagine that it's Chicago and it's 1929. Wouldn't you love to be able to do that? That's Montana Taylor from 1929, Detroit Rocks, and that was on one of the very first LPs that I ever bought. It's now on an LP on Indigo Records, a CD called Strut That Thing, and another one from Pussy Crush coming up in just a moment. It says, once our guitarist gets his hair cut, I'm not reading this awfully well, am I? Shall I start again? Once our guitarist gets his hair cut, we'll be doing more gigs, hopefully in August and September. Then there's a little joke here that they throw in. How many hardcore punk fans does it take to change a light bulb? Two. One to change the light bulb and one to wear the unfeasibly large shorts. It's not awfully good, is it really? And then they say, please note, the intro of Why Don't You wasn't intended to come out sounding like those lovely African records that you and the boy Kershaw are always playing. It just happened that way. Let's find out together, listeners.
Seems like only yesterday. Do you remember the loop? Remember those times, those golden times.
don't you? Why don't you? Say it ain't true. Why don't you? Why don't you? Why don't you? Say it's all for you, yeah.
Pussy Crushing Session. I've now got a contact number for them, or a contact address anyway, which I'll give you in the last half hour when I play their final tune. That one's called Why Don't You, and this is Flying Saucer Attack from the LP Sucker, S-U-C-C-O-U-R, that kind of sucker. Bare Trees.
Thank you.
flying saucer attack. This is called Bad Trees, and it's on the Ptolemaic Terrascope LP. The LP is called Sucker, double LP, actually, in CD form, not available on vinyl, I think, and also featuring, oh, I don't know, who's there, Magic Hour, Coil Palace, Olivia Tremor Control, Bardo Pond, Heads, Cul-de-Sac, Strapping Field Hands, and as they say, many, many, many more, and you can get it for 12 quid. I didn't know this last time I played it, and promised to find out and let you know. 12 quid from 24 Linden Close, Carn, C-A-L-N-E, Wiltshire, SN11OBB. That's, well, Rustic Rods mail order, actually it is. 24 Linden Close, Carn, I think you pronounce it Carn, C-A-L-N-E, Wiltshire, SN11OBB. Flying saucer attack, that's what we just had then. This is Black Star Liner and the title track from their forthcoming LP, Yemen Qatar Connection. Not out until July, Black Star Liner from their forthcoming LP. This is the title track indeed, Yemen Qatar Connection on EXP Records. After the news, it's Solar Race.
97 to 99 FM, Radio 1, Newsbeat.
England have beaten Spain to go through to the European Championship semi-finals. Suspense to the last at Wembley after no score, the game went to a penalty shootout. Spain first hit the woodwork while England kept on target. When the Spaniards missed again, it was all over.
Into a European Championship semi-final. Seaman is the hero once more.
Final score 4-2 and Tell was over the moon.
Today was for the courageous, and I thought the boys fought themselves into the ground. And I was so pleased. Then they've come down to earth and were nice and cool for the penalty. So they've done the job well, very tight. But that's what it's about.
The second quarter-final, France against Holland, has just kicked off at Anfield. No score yet. One other story, Sinn Féin's Gerry Kelly's escape from police custody in Northern Ireland. He'd been arrested after clashes at a loyalist parade in Belfast. India have closed on day three of the second test at Lord's against England on 324 for six. Radio 1 Newsbeat. I'm Jane Bolger.
Radio 1. More music.
Waiting for this for all your life. Your world is a wound.
Quality music for you right here on Radio 1 FM. Those are the Three Sons from an LP called The History of Space Age Pop, the Stereo Action Dimension Volume 3, and this is Autumn Leaves. Before that, it was a new single from Solar Race on Silvertone Records, Resilient Little Muscle. Not enough kind of shrieking, I think, from Ailey on that particular one, but well worth playing nevertheless. And I've got a trailer here for a forthcoming program. I don't know why that one's carrying on in that ambitious manner. Let's get rid of it. There you go. This is for a program that actually doesn't go, it's not supposed to be trailed just yet, but I've heard an advanced tape of it, unedited tape, and it sounds pretty good. It's Mark Lamar, and it's a program called Big in Japan, and the first one is not this coming Sunday, but the Sunday after that, the 30th, and it says, Fear and Loathing Trip to Japan to Discover What is Hip and Happening on the Music Scene There. In the first of a series of three, Mark breaks out onto the Tokyo club scene, accompanied by musicians, journalists, and others who live there, and gives his streams of consciousness impressions of the sounds and scenes of Far Eastern music culture. Well, as I say, probably well worth listening to, I'd suggest. And he may play tracks from people like this.
Everybody knows that.